Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. How are you feeling today, Tammy?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good?
You know, November's pretty exciting.
There's a lot to look forward to. And, you know, before we jump into our topic of the month, actually, I would love for us to just have a community update. What do we have to be looking forward to?
So many things to be looking forward to, and we'll remind you each week of the things that are coming. But what's coming really quickly is Veterans Day. And here at Oaks Christian, we love to celebrate, remember our veterans. So we'd love for you guys to all come out on Veterans Day and join us in Calvary at 10:45 to celebrate our veterans on Veterans Day. We will actually have them. And we're going to have a super special speaker. We're not going to ruin it.
Ooh, so, top secret.
Yep. You got to come. You got to come.
And our next pod, I believe we're also going to have a special guest to join us to reflect on Veterans Day as well. So don't miss that.
Don't miss that. He is a dynamic speaker who gets the opportunity to speak into your children's lives each and every week. And he'll be coming to you live.
Live.
Next week.
We can't wait. We're very excited. All right, let's kick off our topic for the month. So in light of November and Thanksgiving, we are going to talk about gratitude. Gratitude is a value that we take very seriously here at Oaks Christian, and we deeply desire to instill in your children. So Tammy, can you start us off by just sharing a little bit about the why behind gratitude? Why is it so important to us as individuals and to our community at Oaks?
Gratitude, root word, attitude, whatever attitude you show up with can really change how that experience goes. Mm-hmm. And we try to talk about that with students, and attitude's half the battle. So if we're going into a test defeated, it's probably going to be tough to recall all of the studying that we did to perform well. Or if we're going into a sporting contest and we are already looking down the barrel saying, man, this isn't going to go well, probably won't go well. So, you know, we have a saying around here at Oaks Christian, and it started with our last principal, Garrett Freeman, if you know him. And, you know, sometimes we would go on these rants and he would just look at a student or a staff member and say, hey, why don't you choose joy? And you know what? It was annoying at first, but Mr. Freeman's right. When we choose joy, when we come to school or we come in a place with a certain attitude, it really affects our mood. There's a verse that I love. It's James 1:1. And it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I think James reminds us that we can choose joy. We can count these trials and tribulations that we have in our life as joyful or not. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have them. Our students are going to have them. We're going to have them. But when we tell them to choose joy, I think really what we're saying is, let's look past our circumstance and let's remember all the little things. And when we do that, that kind of puts into perspective what's going on, and it can flip the whole situation.
I love that. That is so incredibly powerful. And I truly believe that each of us that are staff and faculty at Oaks Christian really desire to live that out each day and to start each day with a joyful mindset full of gratitude so that we can be contagious with our students. And I just really want to highlight some of the social emotional benefits of gratitude as well, because when we practice gratitude, we also get the benefit of a clearer mind and a clearer body. Unfortunately, our brain is wired towards the negative. It's going to seek out the negative. It's easiest for the brain to understand. But we have an opportunity to intentionally remind our brain of the positive perspective. And when we choose to focus on gratitude, like Tammy spoke about, we get to point our brain in another direction. Because gratitude actually boosts the dopamine and serotonin in the brain, which is going to increase our mood and improve our mood to have a better outlook on the day. Another fun fact I really love is that gratitude and anxiety actually cannot coexist in the brain at the same time.
That's profound.
That is profound. Profound to each of us and profound for your students as well, because anxiety and anxious thoughts are something that some of them experience. Yeah. And so helping to pause them and remember that the power they have in the moment is much bigger than they think. And if they choose to think those positive thoughts and practice gratitude, they can flip the script in their brain to help them experience peace.
Wow, that's awesome.
So to round out today's conversation, we want to bring you back to a verse of the week. James 1:1 is an awesome place, just the book of James in general, to reflect on the power of joy and gratitude. But sure, we also wanted to share one more verse with you.
Thessalonians 5:16-8. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you.
All right, so what does it look like to practice gratitude? We just wanted to share a few simple ideas with you. These are ideas that I share with your students on a daily basis. They may seem really simple in nature, but they're really powerful and they really can shift your day. Maybe you could consider starting a journal as a family, a gratitude journal or a gratitude jar, where at dinner you're purposely taking time to reflect on all the things you're grateful for. I think it's really fun to even see how long you can go before you start repeating things. We often think like, I'm really grateful for my family.
That's a good challenge.
I'm really grateful for my friends. I really am grateful for nature. But how long can you go before you're repeating the list? That can be a fun way to really think through all of the little and big things we're grateful for.
Great.
Another one is nature walks. Nature is a really just simple way to experience gratitude, to take in our surroundings and just be really aware to the life around us. And then lastly, we have music. There are some really wonderful songs, lots of different songs that can bring us gratitude. There is one specifically that's really special to our community. We sing it at chapel. We sing it at retreats. I'm sure your child knows the words. And it is called Gratitude by Brandon Lake. It truly can shift a room. This song is
totally
so
shift around.
Good. So with that, we want to leave you with
Hallelujah.
You'll get the reference if you listen to the song. We had to sing for you today. All right. Really fun thing that we're going to start doing for the month of November.
In the month of November, you're going to hear from our students, and they're going to come to you with things that they are grateful for. Each and every week, we will have students on our podcast talk about things they're grateful for. And we're going to start today. Are you excited about that?
I'm so excited about that. Last week, just hearing their perspective on the retreats, I think we decided we just need more student voices. This is the best part.
Definitely. They're the reason why we're here.
So enjoy. We'll see you guys next week.
I'm grateful for football and sports, because sports are always there to help you, and you could just play them. And in sports, you have coaches and teammates that are always with you, and they're always going through the same thing. And if you win or lose, they're always with you. They always try to help you and get you better and just be a better person in life. And they're always by you when you need them if you want to play.
I'm grateful for my family because they provide me with food, a house. Speaking about houses, I'm also grateful for the house I live in because it protects me and my family from all the natural things or occurrences that will happen, such as rain, thunderstorms, and etc. I'm grateful for everybody in my life who has helped me through all of these tough times, because without them, I wouldn't be anywhere close to being an Oaks Christian student. I am thankful for my dogs, since they provide me with joy when I'm at home, and they give me something to look forward to. And I'm grateful for my parents, because they're the ones that brought me into this world, and they're the ones who are there for me when I really need it.
Hi, I'm grateful for my friends, because I can always depend on them, and we have amazing memories.
I'm really grateful for forgiveness, because we all fall short of the glory of God, and being able to be forgiven for our mistakes is so amazing.
I'm grateful for my school because I have amazing friends and amazing teachers, and I'm able to come to school every day and have a great day.
All right, so I'm grateful for my football team because I've never seen a share of brotherhood like this. And, you know, even though we go through some stuff that's not as good as what we've been experiencing, we all work through it. And I'm glad I have these people, my teammates. I'm glad we all follow the same faith. And I'm grateful for my football team.